Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to 2015... The first episode of 2015 of Revenge Season 4, Episode 11. We're going to call it Eulogy, because I cannot pronounce the word that is actually titled.
Epitaph.
This was a very good episode, despite the circumstances. Like, I'm so torn. Daniel's no longer on the show. But we're getting flashbacks of him, so I don't quite miss him yet. But obviously there's a huge aftermath. And yet so much is happening because of it.
I'm also thinking that more and more that this is going to be their last season. It's really feeling that way. So,
and if it is, you know what? Good. I don't think they need to stretch it out at all.
No, they're going out strong. If that's the case,
they're going. You know, there's been some criticism of other seasons, and this is strong.
This is super strong.
You know, before we fully dive in, I feel like what I like about it is, you ever see Adventures of Huck Finn with Elijah Wood?
No.
This is relevant, I promise, fans. I promise. By the way, this is Anna Koppel for Mayor.
Hey.
I am Phil Svitek.
Hey, Phil.
And missing from tonight's panel is Christina Kaplan and Roxy Stryer.
Also missing from our lives because they're dead to us.
Yes, pretty much. But in Adventures of Huck Finn with Elijah Wood, there's a line in there that basically they're going over the feuds, right? And so he's like, okay, so how did this start? Well, this guy killed this guy, and this guy killed that guy, and that guy killed that guy, and that guy killed that guy. And then we all just fighting. And Jim, you know, the black slave, he goes, so wait, y'all don't know why you're all killing each other? And the reason why this is relevant is because I feel like revenge is becoming a huge family feud all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Margot's going to want revenge on Emily. Victoria's going to stand somewhere in the middle. Who the hell knows what Ben's going to do?
You think Victoria's going to stand somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. Well, she's her own person, so she's not going to. Is she going to side with Margot? I don't know.
Well, but she wants revenge on Emily, and she hates Emily. She wants her own revenge for so many reasons on Emily.
Yes, and okay, we'll get into this episode, I promise. But I as we were watching this, I asked Anna a question: What should Victoria do?
Is that what you asked?
Something a little differently, not as PC, perhaps. But you guys can make up your own answer. In fact, that's what I'm asking you to do. Make up your own answer. What should Victoria do? I mean, like, what does she have? What is it? She has nothing to live for, it feels like.
Well, she still has Charlotte.
Who's gone from the show?
Yeah, where is she? There's been no explanation. There's been no explanation in our world, in the real world, and you know, on Revenge, yeah, I guess she's in rehab or whatever, but I mean, to not come to Daniel's funeral seems a little wacky.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's, I don't know. It's been interesting, but she's in the credits, Christy Bialin.
Yeah. So. But she has Charlotte to live for. She has Patrick.
Where the hell's he been?
she sent him away because it was too dangerous for him in the Hamptons.
According to David Clark, it's safe, and I liked how Alvarez said, no, it's not.
Yeah, not lately. But she has David Clark, you know, and many of her other lovers.
Okay, wait. Does she, where are they at now? Because we will talk, this is kind of a good entry point. She half hates David, mm-hmm. but loves him. He wants to kill her.
Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of marriages.
What is going on here?
I don't know. I never know where she is with... I really don't... And we've talked about this a lot on this panel, that I don't think Victoria knows what it's like really to love somebody. So, even her own children. So,
I do think David could be a little bit more subtle about his hatred towards Victoria, though.
Well...
it just seems... I don't know. It just seems like... He's annoyed at her all the time, and he makes it shown.
Well, can you give me an example? I'm not disagreeing with you, but...
How about the 20 years that I felt, and you can suffer for one day? Relax.
Yeah. Is he wrong, though?
No, he's not, but it's like... Okay, the whole point is, if you love someone, you forgive them?
That's a pretty big one. It's not as though she's been particularly apologetic. She's like... I found out what you did to Kara, and so you earned it. You earned that time in prison. You know?
Is that what it is?
Well, that's pretty much what she... I don't know. I feel like that's kind of what she said.
All right. Let's backtrack. And
all right.
Because we it's been a while since we've last seen the show. Mm-hmm. I forgot about it, but when seeing those flashbacks, you're like, oh... This happened. Were you sad?
Of course.
More so than at Conrad being gone?
Always. I always miss Henry Cherney first. I mean, let's... Yeah. But I miss it. I miss him regularly throughout the week in my days. I write about him in my journal.
And right away, Conrad... Or not Conrad. David and Victoria are there at the scene. So it's like a weird family reunion.
Yeah. Well, of course, I mean, shots fired. But
it's interesting how Jack, so let's talk, Jack becomes kind of the alpha male, or the alpha in this situation, because technically you have the biggest alpha people in the world. You have Emily, you have David, who's headstrong, you have Victoria, and yet they let Jack come up with the grand plan, and he nails it.
Well, I was going to say that, he's the inside man, right? He not only knows police work, and he not only knows what any policeman's going to look for, any detective's going to look for, right? But he knows what the people he works with are going to look for. So I think Jack was probably the right one in the situation. And, you know, Emily's not the one to come up with the plan, right? She clearly still, I don't know, like that... in love with is too much, but she loves Daniel, right? She has loving feelings for him, clearly. He just died in her arms. She's not the one to think clearly right now. You know, she's still, like, sitting on the floor traumatized. Closing his eyelids with her fingers. So she's not the one.
Victoria's not the one, because she's equally...
Right. David's moving a body, so who else is it going to be?
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit because, you know, the old Jack wouldn't have done this.
He's like, I am not going to be involved. Don't involve me, guys. I wash my hands of this. Yeah, but he's in it now. He's in deep.
It's been good. So I give him a lot of credit. He came up with that answer fast. And when Emily was being grilled by detectives, you thought she was playing at some of this stuff, but apparently not.
I thought, I did. I thought that it must have been part of a bigger plan.
Like there were fake clues being, it's like, oh, what's this paper? Oh, shoot. Did I drop that paper?
Right, exactly. There, and it was going to be like, well, we better go check out that attic or a basement or, and then they were going to find something leading to something. I thought that they were purposely dropping those breadcrumbs, but I guess not.
Yeah. So they, I wouldn't put it past it, but I mean, have we ever seen Emily frazzled? Maybe with Aiden's death? But not to this level.
I feel like we've seen her frazzled before. I can't think of an example right now. But not like this. And not when the cops are coming, like, right now. Because Emily's always so, no cops on this. We don't involve the police, you know? Like,
good rule to have, by the way.
Right, yeah. I happen to agree. But but David was the one who called the cops, so she had no say in the matter. And
well, he also didn't. Part of it was he didn't know the situation.
Well, exactly.
He made a blind call.
Right.
Had he known, he would have been like, no cops.
Yeah. We're good. Malcolm Black's daughter? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you feel like, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, that David was sort of shaming Emily at the end, like, this is...
At the end of this scene, or where, or at the end?
At the end of the episode, but, like, in this scene, too, like, what did you do? Well, throughout the whole episode, you know, I have to clean up your mess. I have to, you know, I mean, do you feel like that was warranted? Do you feel like this is something that just kind of went wrong? Because I feel like Emily was really trying to clean up his mess, and he was really not open with her at all about anything, didn't clue her in on a thing.
And especially because she's been trying to get close to him. I see the point, but, you know, it's one of those things. Emily's never been willing to trust anybody, and I don't know, ultimately for – I mean – you and I thought Victoria could die last episode, right. And she could have. And so, you know, I don't know how that would resolve the Malcolm Black story 100%, but maybe it would have. I don't know.
Had Victoria died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I guess we really don't know enough about Malcolm Black, right?
Well, we'll find out more.
Yeah.
So, okay. But let's also talk about this, you know, I want to, since we're kind of on it, let's talk about the end scene between David and Emily.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, we'll get into this more in predictions, but it's setting up next episode of what's coming for her. But yeah, I mean, the fact, like, has Emily's love for David grown even more now that he's like, I was going to kill her, you know? Like, are you stupid? I was going to kill her. And I would have, but you effed it up.
Well, I think actually she's going to resent him. I think...
Why?
Because it's kind of like saying... it's kind of on like a lesser scale. If I was like, Phil, I was going to buy you a house, but I didn't. So, sorry, because you did something that irritated me.
Mm.
So you kind of brought that on yourself, you know? And then she's like, cause she's like, well, and now what? You know? So yeah. Now what? And he's like, I'm late. You know, he didn't even give her a response. I think his actions are really going to just keep pushing them apart. Because, you know, again, and we keep talking about this, but that she really has given her entire life to clearing his name. And he's alive, and
she did it. She cleared his name.
Well, right, but he's been alive. He like may have been able to clear his own name. She maybe didn't have to give everything for him, you know. Yeah. And I had another point about this. Just that. You know, he wanted her to stay out of the Malcolm Black thing, but he didn't want to give her any information, and. Was also like has been living with Victoria, and you know, to her it looks like, hey, you are literally sleeping with the enemy, and you don't want to tell me a thing about it being some other kind of way, and then to say like, oh, but actually it's your fault that you know someone you cared about is now dead and whatever, and it could have been prevented, and it's all your fault, like yeah. You know,
okay,
it's a jerk.
Well, what about Emily and Victoria's relationship? Because basically Emily was babysitting Victoria.
Yeah, it should be fine now.
Well, obviously neither liked it, but Victoria's being compliant.
With David. And
the story.
Oh, with the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's afraid of, she doesn't want anything to happen to her or Charlotte, I guess.
Is that what it really is?
What do you think it really is?
Again, at this point, I don't know Victoria's motives. You know, I ask myself, what is she, why is she living? There's no point, like, what has she got going on? Her soul is empty. She's seen it all.
Yeah.
No good will ever be seen by this woman. She will only know tragedy from here on in.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she should leave the Hamptons and things might get better, no?
Start a new life, maybe.
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 She was going to go to Paris, wasn't she?
That would have saved her.
Would have saved her soul.
That would have.
I don't know. I think, like, what Victoria does know is survival. And I think right now, to go along with the story is to be in survival mode until she
figures out. I mean, that's heartbreaking. She's literally tainting her son's name.
Yeah.
And after last week's episode of how, I mean, that's the biggest thing that we haven't even talked about. Daniel, it's like The Dark Knight with Christian Bale. It's like, for those of you who've seen it, Batman sacrificed himself. Here, it's like Daniel sacrificed himself. And not only that, his name has to now be tainted as an attempted psycho.
Do you think Daniel's like Batman?
Now he is.
Now he is.
He's just as good looking.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, think about, like, this guy, this poor guy, he was finally, all he ever wanted to be was a poet.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even know it. Now he's dead and no one to mourn him.
Everybody's mourning him.
Well, yeah.
I don't think they're really disparaging his name that much. Like, all...
It's not in the press. At least we haven't seen it. I don't know.
Right, not yet. And all they're really saying is, you know, he was crazy with love, you know? He just was obsessed with her and them, and they were, you know, he just couldn't let it go. And let's be fair, he did try to kill her one time.
You know? Emily brought that up, certainly, with Ben.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's a great talking point with the police. Ben. So
that worked out well.
By the way, Ben is a terrible interrogator. I don't think you're
supposed to, because of the hand holding.
Like, you're not supposed to do that in an interrogation, I'm pretty sure.
At least where the camera's on.
The chief is like, I'd be foolish not to make you detective. Like, actually.
Well, also, was Jack proud at that moment? Because, I mean, he's been butting heads with Emily, you know, the whole, like, take some rest, you know, relax. And was he like, whew. She does still got it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, she came from a place of honesty, though, don't you think? I mean, she twisted it, used it to her advantage.
Yeah.
But she was also honest. She was able to say...
Yeah.
She was able to speak her truth in a sort of...
She was able to say a fact with some...
Deceit.
Yes.
With some level of deceit.
Yes.
All right.
Fair. Speaking of the press, let's talk about Margot, because this is the pilot of Margot's Revenge.
I am so sick of her.
Season 1, episode 1, Margot's Revenge.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
What is she going to do? She I give her credit because she's very smart. She says to Victoria, like, no way you can believe this. Are you for real?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's hard for any woman to believe that their current lover has a thing for their ex. You know, they want to think like, no,
he wasn't.
Rises and sets on me. That's not true. He still carried a torch for Emily. He totally, you know. No, you don't think you would rather have been having Emily's baby?
Well, she can't, but yes.
But, right, had he not sterilized her, you know, I mean... In a perfect world.
That's so wrong to say.
Is that wrong to say? What did he do?
He did a lot of wrong things.
Right. But, I just don't want to be like totally not PC. So what was I saying? Something about Margot?
Margot being smart.
Yeah, well, she has plenty of people to fact check, right? So she will probably have people doing that on Emily's story and whatever, probably retracing Daniel's last steps and...
Yeah, but it's all taken care of.
Yeah, no, I know. She's going to meet a lot of dead ends.
I think she's just going to go after Emily.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah.
What can she do? Oh, that hair. Her hair. I'm so sick of that hair. It's so unfortunate. It's just... It just doesn't stop. It's just, like, always doing, like, a new, like, woohoo thing, like, every, like, time I see it. It's just...
I can't share that sentiment. I'm sure Roxy and Christina could, but I can't.
Well, let me ask you this. As a man, Phil, do you like that hair?
No.
Okay. So, well, you kind of can share that sentiment.
Okay.
That's all right.
There you go.
Not in the same way, maybe. But,
sure.
Yeah.
I can appreciate good hair.
Yeah.
All right. So, Margot's off on her revenge. Let's talk about Ben.
Okay.
Why not? Here he is, young cop, and does he still, like, where's he, this is the, where are all these people at? Does he still love Emily? Is that why he's kind of getting involved? I mean, certainly the hand in the interrogation signifies that. There's some feelings.
Well, I mean, the hand doesn't necessarily... I mean, the hand in the interrogation signifies he's not professional, like, not ready for detective. But I don't know that that necessarily means... I mean, you know, you will lay your hand on another for...
I
have. To comfort, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he gave Jack a kind of staring look when he noticed that Jack was on the scene.
What are you doing here? But maybe he was just staring because he knows that he's been hooking up with Agent Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he's just like, why are you always with Emily? Why is it
that's literally the question. Why are you always with Emily? And why couldn't she just call me?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So
why can't I be the one on speed dial? How do I get to be that guy?
It's true. Anything else about Ben?
I don't know. So now he's going to be made detective. Oh, maybe not, because now...
Well, he can't be made detective if Chief Alvarez, the head honcho in charge of making detectives, is dead or kidnapped, at the very least.
Yeah. He's going to be tortured, huh? He's already been stabbed once.
Yeah, okay. So let's kind of backtrack and talk about this whole plan. So I love when Nolan goes Hacker Nolan.
Me too.
Yeah, I didn't. Maybe it's my paranoia, but I ratted the plane here. I traced this. I took the phone. I did this. Blah, 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 blah.
Remember when Nolan was like, "I'm not going to be hacking anymore. I can help you out in other ways, but I won't be doing that."
Yeah, him making lunch for everybody lasted all of a day.
Yeah, yeah. So. Hacker Nolan's good. Yeah,
yeah.
We're into that. Yeah. So, but his hacking skills didn't. I mean. Doesn't account for actually who's on that plane, right?
Yeah.
Didn't help us all the way. Us. Suddenly I'm there with them. I'm on their team.
Well, you know, I by the way, I love the, I guess it's a very, let's call it a Hitchcockian thing. I don't know why, but the suspense killed me when David was with Chief Alvarez after the body.
Yeah, because Hitchcock built suspense.
That's right.
Yeah, that's probably why it's called that.
But you know, the broken taillight, you didn't even ask even why it pulled you over. Broken taillight, and then he saw the little thing, and it was just so suspenseful, and ooh,
yeah.
A fake reveal.
Yeah. So he must have been on his way back from...
That's what you deduce.
That's right. Well, yeah. What else was it?
I don't know.
That she was... Oh, was it like a fake bottom that they had in that van?
Maybe.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be useful.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah, it comes in handy when you're always moving bodies around.
Yeah, because he was already, you know, he knew he was sloppy already once with the keys in the van.
They had a very similar Hitchcock episode on the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, actually, when a cop pulls her and he's moving his dead wife. Anyway, wait.
There you go. That's how it all ties in. And, of course, David and Nolan come up with the Grandmaster. Well, David speaking, who speaks French.
Yeah.
Parlez-vous français?
Yeah. He and Margot could talk for hours. I guess.
That'd be a wonderful conversation.
Yeah. It'd be a great episode.
You know, and we get told that there's a massacre in Miami. Mm-hmm. Wrong kind of massacre.
Well, maybe it was somebody. David tells all of the drug dealers, he's like, Malcolm Black had a lot of competition. I sent them all there. Well, great. I mean, they're probably all in competition with each other. They're not just
Battle
all,
of the Five Armies.
Right. They're not just all in competition with Malcolm Black, right? Yeah. So somebody died.
Apparently
But I mean, somebody was going to die, right? Like,
well, Malcolm Black apparently did not.
Right.
He is all well and alive. And I love how Chief Alvarez, it's always, I love this episode because it's always the littlest things. I noticed he didn't have government plates, huh? Cutbacks?
Yeah. Yeah. And he wasn't even making a deal of it at first. He was just like, oh yeah, you're who you say you are.
Yeah.
Just sucks that you also have cutbacks. Right, yeah. Devil lives in the details.
That's it. That's it. Now, we'll get into that in predictions, I guess. Let's talk about Jack is so torn up because of Kate.
He's not. No, he isn't.
Why do you say that?
Oh, right. I forgot about it because I thought, okay.
He was torn up in the
hotel room. Right. I forgot about the hotel
room. He couldn't
even
pick up a cup without being, oh my God.
Yeah, he's
this
so
is the cup
emo.
We smashed.
Ugh. He's so emo. He needs to get it together.
I mean, how long they've really known each other?
Yeah, like 2 weeks.
Like, let's be, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand him being distraught that he was the one who had to murder her. But it's like, okay, she wasn't a good person.
Yeah, but that was self-defense.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
So it's not like, I'm going to go murder her in cold blood. It, you know. Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, he didn't even have time to think about it. Yeah, Emily's life was in danger. She'd already shot Daniel. And he had, I don't know why it was, and they were already looking into her. He already was part of that, looking into,
yeah.
She was Malcolm Black's daughter. So, yeah, they slept together once or whatever, one night.
I feel like maybe there's a greater issue here for Jack of like, why is it anybody that I get involved with have to turn out to be something weird?
And why does everybody I sleep with have to die violently? Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah.
And maybe he feels like he has some sort of Black Widow type of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess the only, you know, there's so much. Obviously, we could talk about Emily not being invited to the funeral, stuff like that. I mean, there's just so many little great moments.
Why do you think that Victoria, I mean, I feel like as much as Victoria hates Emily, right? And I understand, that's her nemesis. Great. Makes for a great show. But as much as she hates Emily, I don't know, I guess I go back and forth about whether or not she knows how to love. She seems to love Daniel, right? She cares about him. I don't know why she wouldn't want to at least honor his memory, because she has to know that he cared about Emily, right? Yeah. So why not honor his memory in that one final way, letting her show up?
Because,
to
you know,
funeral.
I get that, but that's why I ultimately feel like it's more of a Victoria thing, because it's like, you know, F you.
Yeah.
Rather than like, you know what? This is what he wanted, so let's just go with that.
Right, and that's, yeah, and I guess, right, that's what makes me keep thinking that she doesn't really know how to love. I mean, sometimes you have to make sacrifices.
She knows how to love, she doesn't know how to forgive.
I don't know that she knows how to love. I think that, I don't know that she knows how to love. I just don't know that she does.
It's like that song, What is Love?
Baby don't hurt me.
Yeah. There you go.
Please don't hurt me.
Duo. Steven Lemieux, you keep your mouth shut. Our fans love us. All right.
We might not after our duo, though.
Okay. One last thing that I want to touch on. Now, we've now seen Malcolm Black.
Yeah.
The killer of them all.
Yeah.
Do we think he's as scary as he? I mean, he better do something huge next episode.
He better torture the pudding out of Gina Alvarez.
Oh, my God. all right, by the way, fans, we're going to head into predictions in a minute. But if there's anything that you felt we missed, let us know. Again, this episode had so many tiny things that to talk about them all, you know, we could, but we literally just kind of go down a list. And I don't necessarily want to do that. Is there anything else you're dying to talk about that we didn't bring up?
I just want to maybe talk about really quickly how, like, Louise is getting more to be, like, in the inner circle.
Yes, yes.
And she's staying with Nolan. And Nolan has been, I mean, yeah, he maybe betrayed her for a minute there. But Nolan has been, you know, a true friend to her. And now she is sneaking around his place, right?
I don't like that. Here's the thing.
Like, I don't like it either.
Even if they were close friends, I'd be like, I'll get you a hotel. We got some stuff, you know, that I'm going on. Actually, you know what? I just like to I like to walk around nude is all. And I don't know if I'm comfortable with you seeing me nude. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Because he's on the phone and he's like, the plane's being around south. Walk into this room, actually.
Yeah, right. And I guess he brought his laptop with him, but he had that laptop open a second ago.
Well, he clearly left it, like, I would be, you know.
He left all those papers there, yeah.
So that's the stuff that I'd be worried about, you know. I don't have time to think where I left my stuff. I'd be like, we'll get you a hotel, you'll be fine.
Right, yeah. On me.
Or the guest bedroom.
Or house. He owns a hotel, right?
Bar.
The club. No, yeah. He owns that. Isn't it also, it's like, it's a club.
It's a club in a hotel, but I don't think he owns the hotel.
Hmm. Well, he must get a discounted rate, regardless.
That's what I would have gone with.
Yeah. So I don't like that she's, like, you know, she is obsessed with Victoria.
And which is because, it's bad, because if Victoria goes against Emily, Luis is going to go and...
And she is crazy.
And she's playing both teams.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll get interesting.
I don't like her one bit.
I know.
I like how Nolan said, I know you guys were colleagues.
Right. Right.
Not sure what to call them.
Yeah. Secret lovers.
Once upon a time. All right. That it?
That's it.
With that, let's head into 2015 predictions for revenge.
And now, you're after Buzz TV
predictions. Okay.
Can everybody see the new studio from home?
We renovated.
You renovated.
They can see it if they're watching. They cannot see it if they're listening.
Imagine it in your mind's eye.
It's like we're on the moon. We've located to the moon, mm-hmm. First and foremost.
It is a hell of a commute.
It is a hell of a commute, but, you know, we just get, it's just better overall.
It's overall better.
The air is clean here.
Yeah.
Much better than LA. Anyway.
This is ridiculous. Okay.
Let us know your thoughts on the new studio in the comment section. All right. Predictions. Is Alvarez dead, or what are we going to do with him?
No way. Alvarez... They have used him so much this season, too much to just have him disappear into a van. Mm-hmm. And David talked about how he would torture people, everyone that so-and-so knew. So I think Alvarez is going to be tortured like crazy. I think that letter that Victoria asked Louise to find, or that envelope, you know, which I believe is... The photo of Emily, mm-hmm. that she had.
That she wrote on?
Yeah. There is no reason not to take that from Louise. I mean, that's going to be another story point, right? There's no reason not to take that and, like, drop it right into the grave right there, right? So I think that's got to come up. Louise might use that against her. Somebody will be mm-hmm. able to find that and... Yeah, use it.
Luis is the worst detective out of all of them, but I think she's a good foil. Yeah. You know. So.
Yeah, there's so many people who are like, see, Margot hates Emily so much, right, and doesn't believe her. She's going to be going after her strong. But she also hates Louise. And I think if Louise is, like, aligned with Victoria and somehow starts going after Emily, I don't know, it might be an opportunity.
Your enemy, you're an enemy of my enemy is a friend of mine.
Sort of a thing, right.
Yeah.
So
they better find their alliances fast.
They better. Otherwise, time's ticking.
They're going to cross wires. Yeah, I'm just overall excited. I'm excited where we're going. And, you know, I mean, we can't kill Victoria. How are we going to get... They're attempting to kill Victoria, but they can't kill Victoria.
We have no show left. Although, there are...
We still have a show.
We still have a show. No, that's true.
We got Malcolm Black to deal with.
We've got too many people. We have too many people to deal with. No, but yeah, I mean, if they start killing off the major players too soon, it's going to be...
Victoria and Malcolm Black together?
They might be the ultimate power couple.
She does upgrade a lot.
She does. She does do that.
Survival. It's the best word that you've ever given it, and I can't match it. So that's, you know, in terms of how she operates and her biggest character trait.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't remember saying that, but great.
You did.
I believe you. I enjoy being credited for things.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Follow Roxy at Roxy Stryer. Follow Christina Kaplan at Tina Kapp. Follow Anna Koppel at Koppel for Mayor. And, of course, follow us here at AfterBuzz TV. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And
anything else you want to say to the people before we sign off?
Happy New Year. We'll be here next week.
That's right. Thank you guys for listening, as always. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe over on iTunes. Subscribe on YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. It just always helps. It's always beneficial. We like that. We'll see you here next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.